Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is, Do You Believe This? We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do You Believe This? Written and read by Emma Danzi. John 11:25-26 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I am the resurrection and the life. There is only one person who ever resurrected himself from the dead. This means that there was no medical intervention or intervening from others. Jesus himself brought his dead body back to life. As we acknowledge Easter this season, it is an important thought to remember that had there been just a cross, we would not be celebrating. It is because of the resurrection, the empty tomb of Jesus, that we have victory in life today. Webster's dictionary defines resurrection as the rising of Christ from the dead, or the state of one risen from the dead. When Jesus declared himself as the resurrection and the life, he was telling his disciples and the world that he was God. He was the Messiah that they were waiting on. It is because of his death and resurrection that we can all have eternal life. Although we are sinners, he bore our sins on the cross. Every thought, action, and sinful feeling, he took on for us and placed himself under the punishment and judgment of God. He became sin for us so that we could have the righteousness of God. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Jesus makes a promise that whoever chooses to believe in him will have eternal life. Yes, the reality of death still very much exists. There is a 100% death rate in the world because of sin. However, Jesus brings the message of hope that even though we must face a physical death, we can be spiritually made alive in Christ forever. We will never be separated from God again, and his sacrifice covers us completely to enter into the holy presence of the Lord. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Jesus tells us that everyone who lives and believes in him will never die. He is referring to eternal life. Although we face physical death, we will never face an eternal separation from God when we accept Jesus. I was once encouraged to think of sin like the distance between the Grand Canyon from one side to the other. If God was on the other side, thousands of miles away, the gap would be too far to jump to in my own efforts. If I ran and jumped next to the best Olympic athlete, Even though he would get closer to God, he still would fall short. In life, we cannot base our salvation on what we bring to the table. We cannot earn our way to heaven. A relationship with Jesus comes from accepting him, and the beautiful part is that he is calling everyone. He wishes that all the world would come to repentance. Do you believe this? This is the personal section of this message from Christ. He can tell us all day through the Bible that he is the way to having forgiveness and a relationship with God, but we each have to come to a point of making a choice. He asks, "Do you believe this?" Our faith cannot be piggybacking upon what our parents believed. It is not based on what country and culture we are from. It is the simple question of, do I believe that Jesus, the Son of God, died for my personal sins so that I could have a relationship with God? If the answer is yes, Scripture says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This means saved from hell. Saved from the separation from the Lord. Saved from the identity crisis. Saved from fear of life after death. Not only do you have eternal security and hope, you get to have a wonderful relationship with God through the Holy Spirit now. You will have the gift of God's presence with you now and always. This is why we celebrate Easter. This is the joy of having life with Christ. Intersecting faith and life. Have you ever made a personal decision to accept Jesus as your Savior? If so, thank him for how he rescued you this Easter. If not, what's stopping you from placing your faith in him today? He is extending his great love and forgiveness for you. Further reading, John 3, verses 16 through 17, Romans 10, verse 9, Philippians 2, verses 6 through 11.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.